Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this evening's teleseminar called Transform Your Mind, Transform Your Body. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure to have you here on the call this evening. In a very short moment from now, I will be introducing our very special guest, Karen Lai. But before I do that, I just wanted to take a bit of time up front to let you know how this call will run this evening, particularly if this is the first People You Should Meet call that you've been on. Now, just to give you like a little bit of background on People You Should Meet, it's a weekly call where I interview someone who I believe is doing remarkable things in the world. And what I do is I interview them on their area of expertise, and I share that information freely with people in the hope that we'll help people live more inspiring, more empowered lives. And certainly tonight's topic, I most certainly believe will help you to achieve that in your own life. Now, the call is going to run for around about an hour, and over the course of that hour, I'm going to be asking Karen a whole series of questions. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of the questions have actually come from people signing into the call and submitting their questions through the website. And Please do listen out for your question, because we may actually ask it directly, but if we don't, certainly listen out for the answer of your question in someone else's question, because there were some very distinct themes that came through this week in the questioning. And I also just wanted to take this moment to thank you all for submitting some great questions, because it really does provide for a very, very good call. Okay, so Karen Lai,
hello.
We've known each other for probably 3 or 4 years now. We first met at a Toastmasters club here in London. And one of the things that really struck me about Karen and a lot of the other members of the club was the fact that she was always in amazing shape, always fully in her body, just oozing this vital energy. And quite often members of the club would sort of go over to Karen and ask her for her inside tips and her wisdom and her knowledge and her training experience, just so they could actually live more empowered lives. So it really is a great pleasure to have my very good friend here on the call, Karen Lai. Hey there, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I'm really excited to be sharing my knowledge with you and everybody else on the call. It's just absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Cool. Welcome. Okay, Karen, I'm actually just going to start you off at the very top on the theme of our discussion this evening. And I was just wondering if I could ask you, is it really possible to transform your body by transforming your mind?
Do you know, Damien, I really actually believe it is. And it's something that I've come to learn only over the past, I would say, well, it's been over quite a long period of time, but it's taken me a long time to learn this. And what I realised is I really do believe that every action that you take does begin and end in the mind. I think we've all definitely got control over how we can achieve things, including good health. And I think to what extent you decide you want to achieve good health starts with how you think. So you've got to begin with good thoughts. And with the right thinking, you can create some amazing transformations. But also, oppositely, if you're not thinking the right thoughts or the most appropriate thoughts, you can also not achieve such good results. So from my experience, I definitely know and have experienced with many of my clients a transformation in people's bodies, but first by looking at what it is that they're thinking.
And is it as easy as just changing your thoughts? How do you actually practically go about changing what you think about?
Well, to be quite honest, I really do believe it does start with your thoughts. And most people, when they come to me, they come because they're actually thinking something about themselves. It may not necessarily be from a positive place. They may be feeling unhealthy. They may be feeling tired. They may be feeling frazzled, a bit depressed. They may be physically experiencing being overweight. This may start to make them feel quite tired, and also give them a sense of perception that's not necessarily positive for themselves. So they generally tend to come to me when they're not thinking the right thoughts, and it's at that point that we can then begin to look at what it is that they're thinking and how we can transform being in a negative place and going towards a positive place. And when you can begin to believe that something's possible that perhaps you may never have thought before, that's what really does create the amazing motivation and inspiration to really be able to achieve things that some people think are absolutely impossible. And I've had some amazing results, and I'm always surprised at what people can achieve. Sometimes it's even beyond me, but I get great insight into how much is possible simply by thinking the right thoughts, because that's what really does create action. By being inspired and being energized and feeling energized, you can then go on and create some amazing things within your body, some great results, feeling energized, feeling vital, and just going on and creating lots of wonderful positive results in other areas of your life, not just in your health. But for me, I do believe that without your health, you have nothing. That's the first place you need to begin to think about. And if you're not thinking about creating a wonderful vehicle in which to move and to live and to be, you're failing at the first post. That's what I really believe.
Yeah, I think it is really important to have health as one of the most important values for living a happy life.
Absolutely.
Now, just a curious question, Karen. Have you ever either trained a client or coached a client and have them leave the session feeling not as happy when they started? Or is it literally unilaterally across the board, as soon as someone gets the opportunity to work with you, that they leave that session in a better place?
Well, I have to say, interestingly enough, I used to be a personal trainer, obviously, and exercise is an absolutely amazing drug. It makes you feel so energized. I mean, immediately after you've exercised, you may feel a little bit exhausted just from the physical exertion. But in your mind, you feel calm, you feel energized, you feel really in a very good place, and a very good place to be able to think clearly and to do things that you want to do. I would definitely say that every single person, even with my breakthrough coaching sessions, I find that people are able to begin to actually unlock their untapped potential. So they may not realize what it is that they're able to achieve. And just through having a conversation and through some coaching, people can then begin to start to think about what's possible for them. So it simply may be that they may just not be thinking the right thoughts. It's as simple as that. And they're just so used to thinking the wrong thoughts that they never were even aware of how possible it was to think great thoughts and to be able to achieve different things. So it's really just about untapping people's potential, really. And I would have to say that I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody that's gone away from one of my sessions not feeling energized.
Mm.
Definitely.
That's a great answer. Now, in the health industry, particularly the pharmaceutical industry, we often hear the term side effects or negative side effects. And I was listening there with quite a great amount of interest when you talked about the positive side effects of actually getting your body back into shape and feeling great.
Absolutely.
You know, what are some of the positive side effects, so to speak, that you've seen flow into people's lives just from getting their health sorted out?
Well, it's interesting because I think what a lot of people realise when they do start to take on an exercise regime or they do start to take an interest in their health is that they're coming from a place where they're very much in touch with their body, they're very much beginning to start to communicate with their body, they start to pay attention to what's really going on, and they begin to take good care of themselves. And so, personally, I believe that the body is its own little pharmaceutical box of, it can create so many great effects if you treat it well, provide it with the right nutrients, provide it with the right type of exercise, and the appropriate exercise as well, and also the right amount of rest. When you get those in the right amount, it's just absolutely amazing the amount of positive effects you can have. I mean, for one, people sleep better. When they're eating healthier, they can have increased levels of energy. They can simply think better. They're more alert in their lives. They're more aware in their lives, and they have more energy for people in their lives. So even in their working environment or in their family environment, they're able to just find that they've got more time because they have more space and more energy to give. And I think one thing that's really important for me is that it's interesting to realize, or to help people realize, that through creating a better body and thus, well, through creating a better mindset and thus a better body, people find that they have more time to do things, and they can then begin to create space to think about what it is they really want. And that's where I get really excited about watching people transform from feeling sluggish and not believing they can achieve anything, to actually going out there and just completely transforming their lives. I mean, I've seen some great transformations. And, you know, with a lot of my clients, they may come to me thinking, is this, you know, is it possible for me to lose my weight, or is it possible for me to increase my energy levels? And it's simply, they just may not know how. And I think by going to an expert, it's really important that that expert can show you and teach you new ways so that you can begin to start to live a new, different, and better way of being. That for me, that's second to none.
Wow, that's really, really powerful. Now, Karen, I was just wondering, like, it's very, very obvious that you're passionate about this field, and I was just wondering, like, how was it that you got interested in the whole health and fitness arena?
Health and fitness. Well, I was actually, when I was younger, back in the day as a teenager, I was actually an athlete. So I've always been very, very passionate about being fit, and just understanding what it takes to win things, really. So I've always, you know, I've really always enjoyed just being with people and just using my body in a way to invigorate both my mind and my body to find out what it takes to win. And that was the beginning, really, just starting off as an athlete. So I got into the habit very early of understanding the benefits of exercise. And for me, when I started off as an athlete, I was just wanting to win my competitions. I was a long jumper. But some of the side effects were that I felt so much better. I had so much more energy. And also, it puts you in absolutely fantastic shape. It really does. And it was a great platform for me to begin to actually develop an understanding of what is necessary for you to create good health. And from then on, obviously, I then had to start to think about nutrition, because obviously when you're spending a lot of time using your body to exercise and to compete, you need to be able to feed it with the right types of nutrients and foods in order for your body to work effectively. So, you know, that was something that came later. And I just developed a passion, because for me, it just makes me feel absolutely amazing. I feel highly energized. I feel more effective in my life. So I started off very, very young. But I have to say, when I stopped being an athlete in my late teens, you know, I did notice changes. I didn't feel as good. I wasn't as effective in my life. And, you know, about 7 years ago, I was a TV producer, and I was, you know, sitting in an office, feeling quite sluggish and feeling like I wasn't really serving in the world. I wasn't really doing what I wanted to be doing. And I spent most of my time taking colleagues out to Hyde Park and taking them for runs. And at that point, I just realized I've really got to get out there and do this on a more regular basis. So I just thought I was going to make it one of my passions, really, to help people to understand what it takes to maintain good fitness levels, to be able to carry on a wonderful life just through paying attention to your health and your body. And that does, you know, it does start in the mind, because what I found with a lot of my colleagues were they were so busy, they were so tired. How are they going to find the time? And that's where it really kicks in. It was really about finding out for them what was it, what was important for them, in order for them to be able to really pursue a path of health, so that they can be effective in the rest of their life. And that's where my interest. That's where it began. So I left, became a personal trainer, and have done various courses to understand the psychology of the mind, and now it's just really taken off.
Mm. Excellent.
It's been really quite a great journey.
Yeah, yeah. Now for someone who maybe just about to embark upon a health and fitness regime, do they necessarily have to have that grounding as an athlete, as a kid, or can
Absolutely
people
not.
Start from anywhere?
No, I mean, it's funny actually. I was speaking to, she's a good old friend of mine now. I mean, I probably, a lady that I knew, she probably came to me about 2 or 3 years ago, and she had never ever been into a gym. So I called her a gym virgin, and she was really quite she was really quite nervous, because it's quite nerve-wracking doing something new, something you've never done before, not knowing what to expect, what you can possibly achieve. She was in her mid-40s maybe, mid to late 40s. She had 3 children. She's very, very busy, very hectic lifestyle. She was working full-time. She was looking after her mother, who was very ill. She was a single mother as well. I mean, she's an absolute star, absolutely amazing. So maybe two and a half years ago, I met her first of all, never been into a gym. We did some work initially on what it was that she wanted to achieve because, you know, she'd never really done any practical exercise. She'd just been running around after her boys and her, you know, and her mother. And just needed, she really felt that she needed time for herself because she was just going around in circles, was really getting stressed out, didn't seem to feel that she had any space in her head, wasn't relaxing. And this was, she just chose to take up some exercise because she wanted time for her. And she, her life was too hectic. She just was going around in circles. Her diet was bad. She was not doing any exercise. She was feeling very stressed. And she came to me in that state. So we did a lot of work around what it was that she, you know, where she was at the moment. And she was, she just felt like she was in a mess, really. And then we began to set some goals and began, I began to look at, you know, what she believed was possible. What did she really want to achieve? And she wasn't sure because she hadn't ever, she'd never done any exercise before. But when we worked on, we did some work, some coaching work, and she began to realize that she could really begin to see how her life could change through understanding how lowering her stress levels would create a more effective lifestyle for her and her family. It would allow her to begin to think about her future so that she could, you know, just having that me time, maybe 3 or 4 hours in the week, was going to create an environment for her to be able to do many, many more things. And it's quite amazing because, you know, 2.5 years down the line, she's, you know, she's in her late 40s now, an amazing woman. She has got a six-pack to die for, and this is what I find amazing because, you know, very often I hear people say, oh, what is it, what's possible to achieve when you're, you know, when you're older? And, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm in my 30s, but my clients always prove to me that there are so many things that are possible. So for her, you know, she's got a six-pack, she's fitter than I am, and she's just got so much energy and has created so many things in her, in her family life and in her work life. She's moving on now. She's doing a lot of different things because she's been able to create that you time, that space in her head, that place where she can relax and really begin to think about how she can be more effective. So it's had quite an a big effect on her life, and that's coming from a place where she, at the beginning, had no idea what to expect. She didn't really understand the benefits, but for her, the benefits have been phenomenal. She's got her family life is a lot better. She has a lot more time for herself. She can create more time simply by feeling more energized. She can do a lot more things. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey for her.
Wow, that's quite a story. A remarkable lady.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, beginning to actually look at your health can create some major changes in so many different areas of your life. And sometimes you may not be aware of what's possible. But the most important thing is that you have, you begin with a seed in your mind, and you begin then perhaps to look for somebody who might be able to guide you in the right way and then allow you to keep going. And you then begin to, your life just begins to change and things expand for you.
Yeah. Yeah, like I couldn't agree with that more. Like in the work that I do as a coach and in the work that I see so many coaches do, it's just having someone to lend a helping hand and give you the motivation and the energy and the desire to chase after what you really dream about can really make all the difference.
Exactly. You're absolutely right there. It's quite amazing. And, yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about her, actually, and she was in quite a funny place, but now she's actually been able to align her life and she's beginning to actually go out there and get things that she never really thought were possible. And, you know, she's now doing various courses, she's going out and doing evening courses and just really expanding on her life and doing things that she would never have thought about had we not had our coaching sessions together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been quite a phenomenal journey for her, and I do think that that's possible for almost anybody.
Wow. And has there ever been a client that hasn't seen the benefits of improving their diet and improving their exercise regime? Have you ever come across a client that hasn't experienced benefits from taking that positive action in their life?
I think what's quite interesting is what I do find sometimes, and only occasionally, is that there may be people who come to me and they will do everything that's necessary, so they may take up an exercise regime, They may be, well, they are eating the right types of foods. They're increasing the amount of fresh fruits and vegetables and foods that are highly nutritious to give them energy. And yet sometimes they'll be doing their exercises in the gym, or they may not necessarily be working in the gym. They may be going out. They may be running. They may be doing their weights. And sometimes there are just on a few occasions you may get somebody who may not be seeing any results, and that's really frustrating for them. And very often, it's not often at all, but when that does happen, we're not getting results, there may be frustration for both of us, and I'll just say, look, I really think there may be something else going on for you, and I often refer them to a specialist, a medical specialist, or a well-being clinic. It's one person in particular I remember many years ago, actually. It hasn't happened to me in the past 4 or 5 years, but many years ago when I wasn't as experienced with all of this, I had one lady who, she was working so hard, and I was really feeling it for her, and I did refer her to a specialist. And what was happening was she was a lady who was in her 40s. She was working very hard, working a hell of a lot of the time in a very highly stressful, hectic environment. And I actually thought to myself, there's something going on with her levels of stress here, and also possibly her diet. And when I referred her to a specialist, she came back and she told me that she had a condition called hyperinsulinemia, I think that's what it was, and that's high levels of insulin in the blood. That, from what I read about, can be associated with just having high stress levels. And sometimes exercise is not the right thing to be doing when you've got high levels of stress, because you've got a high amount of stress hormones in the body. And I've been reading recently that it's quite a common phenomenon now for people to really struggle with their weight because they're not giving themselves enough time in their life to just relax. And so the levels of stress hormone in their body are just continuous. And it's conducive of an environment that's acidic in the body. The body doesn't like it. Sometimes you can end up putting on weight. And because of the stress and the feeling of just being out of control, people tend to overeat. They tend to eat when they're not hungry. And this can just make conditions worse. So really and truly, when somebody's not getting a result that they want and they are doing all the right things, sometimes it's worth actually going to a specialist, maybe getting some blood tests and really just, you know, looking into the problem. But I do believe that there's always a solution. And, you know, the most important thing about a coach is that they are there to support you and to help you to find out what that solution is. Nothing is impossible. That's what I've learned. And, you know, when she was back on track, the weight just dropped off.
Wow.
Yeah. So well, it's really just about being curious and trying to locate the issue, working with that, and then moving on.
That's a really, really good response.
Yeah.
Now, this one's more of a personal question, Karen.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, you know, what do you do personally to, say, stay in great shape?
What do I do personally? Well, I am... I've always loved being active, always loved running around, and obviously I've had a good start because I started off as an athlete, and so I've been very aware of the benefits of exercise for a long time. One thing that I do struggle with is variety, because I do get really, really quite bored in the gym, just doing the same old thing, you know, for years and years. You can get really bored of it. And for me, I'm always looking for inspiration. So there was a year, maybe 5 years ago, where I just thought, you know what, I'm bored, I need to do something else. And I just went and bought myself some rollerblades, and I would just go up to Hyde Park, and there's this little, I think they have this Skate London, so I'd just go skating around London with about 100 other people. I'd do that twice a week, and that was just enough to curb my boredom. But I was still able to allow myself to be healthy whilst, doing something different. So the most important thing is that I need to allow myself to be slim, to be toned, to be healthy, to feel energized. It doesn't necessarily matter how I do it. So I do often go to the gym, but then again, I'm always looking for new ways to maintain my fitness levels and, you know, and my physique. So a couple of years ago, I went to Brazil. I saw an amazing martial art called capoeira. I thought, wow, this is amazing. So I literally found myself a teacher on the beach. I got him. I was literally only there for a week. So every single day he was teaching me all these new moves. It was amazing. I mean, we were having so much fun. It was the most important thing is it's great. There are always ways in which you can have fun whilst exercising and energizing yourself. So I was having so much fun on the beach doing all this wonderful capoeira. And then I came back to London and I was so energized by this new bit of this new technique that I'd learned, that I went and found myself a school, and I joined the school, and I would go twice a week, and it was fantastic because, you know, normally I go to the gym and I work out and to stay toned, but this specific martial art, and I would imagine many other martial arts, was a great way for me to maintain my fitness levels and also to really tone up, to really strengthen the muscles in my core. So I had a very, very strong core. You know, it was just amazing. I just felt so toned. I looked great. I felt great. And there are always so many different ways in which you can keep fit. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the gym. And I have to say, I do get bored. I mean, my foundation is the gym. I always go back to that every now and again. But I'm always looking for different ways. And there are always different ways in which you can keep yourself fit. I mean, I was speaking to somebody just a couple of weeks ago, and she, bless her heart, she walks. She walks home from work. It takes her 3 hours, but she does that probably about 3 or 4 times a week. And she's lost about 1.5 stone in about 3 months. And she's having so much fun. She's really G-ing up a lot of people at her workplace, and she's probably got about 4 or 5 people walking home with her now. And she's lost lots of weight. She's really happy. You know, but there was obviously clearly a reason behind it. She was in a place where she thought, I need to do something. I don't like going to the gym. And she just thought, right, you know, I'm going to walk. I'm going to see what this does for me. And it really is about experimentation. You have to experiment. You know, there is always a way in which you can get what you want. And you need to experiment. Maybe one thing may not work, but something else may do. So it's really about finding out what does work for you, you know?
Yeah. That's brilliant. Very inspiring story. Now, Karen, we had a whole range of different questions come in and a whole range of different themes as well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my best to try and work through most of the themes and work them into our call today.
Okay.
But the place I wanted to start you off with the themes from the questions was around the whole notion of getting started on a fitness program or getting back into a fitness regime. And there was quite a few different people who did ask questions about getting started. And I'm actually going to ask a question from Dion, who's in the United Kingdom. And Dion wanted to know, where do you find the resolve to get started?
Where do you find the resolve to get started? Wow, that's a big question. Well, I would say, where do you find the resolve? First and foremost, you've got to think about where you are. So where do you find the resolve? What you have to think about, what is it that's going on for you at that moment or at this moment? And generally speaking, you'll often find that perhaps you may be feeling overweight, you may be feeling sluggish, you may be feeling fatigued, you may be feeling a bit out of control. There's something going on that you're not liking. And it's really, really important to pay attention to that to start off with. It's a great place to start. You need to recognize these feelings and you need to begin to think, right, okay, what is it that I need? And in this place where you're not feeling so good, you don't feel so energized, you don't feel so motivated, you don't really feel that you want to take action. So where do you find your resolve? Well, you've then got to begin to think about what is it that you want. And what I find is a lot of people, they tell me, you know, oh, I feel really rubbish, or I don't feel like I can do anything. And, you know, and then I might ask them, well, what is it that you want? And that's a question very often people aren't asked, you know, and they're not very clear about it either. So somebody might say, oh, I want to lose weight, or, oh, I want to tone up, or, oh, I want to feel a bit more, you know, energized. And the most important thing in terms of really finding your resolve, it's really important to become very, very clear about what it is you want. Because when you're in that space, when you're in that headspace of thinking about what it is that you want, and when I coach people, I actually work with them. There are quite a few techniques that I use to actually get them to actually feel, to be in the feeling place, to actually really understand how it feels to know what it is that they want. So when they can actually be in that feeling place and feel what it's like to get to where they really want to be, that creates a lot of inspiration for them to actually be motivated to start to do something. So I think really you've got to become very clear. So you can't just say, I want to lose weight. What you do have to say is, okay, so, you know, I'm 2 stone overweight. I want to lose 2 stone. That's only half the equation. Then what you have to do, you've got to create a time so that your goal has a time for which you're working towards. So let's say, for instance, we're, you know, what is it, 29th of May now, and you want to lose 2 stone. Perhaps you want to do it in 3 or 4 months. So you actually write yourself a timing plan so that you're here right now, you're 2 stone overweight, but in 4 months' time, you want to be 2 stone lighter. And it's really, really important that you create a timing plan so that you're working towards something. Without a time, that goal will just be pointless because you could be working towards it forever. But you have to, when you're working towards a goal, it creates energy and you begin to take action. So for me, having the resolve is really about actually understanding and being very, very clear. And perhaps you may well need somebody to help you become clear on your goals, because very often with fitness, it's not just about weight loss, especially as we get older. It's really about understanding how the body begins to change, how perhaps your metabolism can decrease, and how there are certain techniques to increase your metabolism. One of those ways is to begin to take on some kind of a resistance regime, where perhaps you may be doing weights or something like Pilates or something like yoga, where you begin to actually tone up your muscles, because it's the fibers in the muscles that create energy, and little fat burning furnaces that increase your metabolism and actually burn fat. So it's really, really important to actually take up the right type of regime, and which will help you be specific in your goals. So to be, if you want to tone up, the best way to do that is through resistance exercises to actually begin to actually do some weights. And especially in our 30s and 40s, is perhaps our waist may become a little bit thicker, our hips begin to put on a little bit of weight there. Doing some weights or taking up a resistance regime is probably one of the ways in which to begin to do that. But first and foremost, you've got to become clear about what you want, and then you have to actually develop a program to then be able to go on and achieve what it is that you want specifically. So get specific about what you don't want, then become clear about what you do want, get a feeling and an understanding of what it's going to do for you. How will you feel when you get there? It's often very energizing. And then develop your plan and move towards it. And perhaps if you're not used to it, then have somebody there to help you along the way. But by all means, if it's that you want to lose a couple of stone or you want to lose 3 or 4 inches off your waist, get yourself a tape measure. Keep measuring every 2 weeks. If it's weight you want to lose, maybe every 2 weeks or so, get yourself on the scales. But I would definitely say it's more really about fat loss. So it's really, for me, resistance training is a key part of any exercise regime. And it's something that a lot of people, some people aren't familiar with, and it scares them a little bit. They don't have the confidence. But it's once you get started, it's very, very easy to keep going, and you can see results very quickly.
Great. That's a great response. Now, we had another whole theme of questions that came in around food and people's relationship with food. And I'm just going to ask this question from Tara, who's in the United Kingdom, and we did have a couple of Taras actually from the UK, but this is from Tara, and she'll know who she is. And Tara's question is, 80% of the time my diet is fantastic, 10% of the time it's a bit naughty, and 10% of the time it is really naughty. I know what I should be eating and not eating. I always find that I eat bad foods anyway and think I'll start properly tomorrow. How can I break this pattern of behaviour?
Oh, that's one that a lot of people do struggle with, actually, and that's quite interesting. So really it's that last, perhaps it's the 10% of sometimes you're really, really naughty, and a lot of people do struggle with that. And what I would say is it's very, very important, as I was saying before, to actually be very, very clear about your goal. When you're clear about it, you know where you're going. So you've got a journey, and on that journey, you know, you may 80% of the time be great, and perhaps 10% of the time you may not be. So that's what you've really got to work with. So you're fine-tuning it down, and maybe it's the naughty things that you do. So it's the bad things that you eat. How do you overcome that? Well, I think there are probably about 3 reasons. I think there are probably two main emotional reasons. The first one being that perhaps there's a conditioned response. I find this a lot with people. You know, they may go to work, and let's say at between 11 and 4, it's tea time. So they have this conditioned response where come their tea time, they will go for the bad, the naughty foods, the cakes, the donuts, the biscuits, all the things that they're not supposed to eat. And it's really about, that's a conditioned response. So every time the time comes up and they'll think, right, okay, I'm going to eat something bad. Something as simple as changing what you do can make a big difference. And very often I've had people who, I've just said, go out for a walk, go and make a phone call, go and do something different during those times. And it's created in their minds an opportunity for them to do something different, to think something different, and to associate that time with doing something different as opposed to eating. Because very often they're not even hungry. They don't even want to eat. But the brain only thinks, well, it's tea time, and what I normally do at this time is eat. So sometimes by simply changing what you do at those times when you're conditioned to eat can be quite effective. And then I think that sometimes you can get into situations where, you know, you may have a more deeply emotional underlying problem. Perhaps you may suffer with feelings of loneliness or insecurity. And sometimes those feelings are so unbearable that you just can't sit with them. So perhaps you may eat or drink in order to not have to sit with your uneasiness. And they are the times when I think people can really, really benefit from perhaps seeing a coach to be able to help them to just very, very quickly and effectively begin to start to see where their thinking lies and what's happening with their thinking, so that they can begin to actually start to think and feel something different, so that they don't have these feelings, these cravings. They're emotional cravings. Very often they're emotional cravings. And it's just an emotion. So it's a feeling that makes you feel that you want to eat. Now, this feeling is very important. It's very valid, and it needs to be looked at. But what doesn't need to happen is that you eat in order to serve the feeling. You can do other things, and you can look at the feeling and what it may mean, and begin to start to think about how you can change that. So often, very often, feelings are tied up with what you're believing about yourself. And if they're not very positive feelings, if they're negative feelings, then you can actually change those feelings and change the belief, and you can then learn to do something different. And I've got some great techniques that I've helped lots of people with in terms of being able to begin to change those feelings and do something different, and then very often the weight will drop off. But what I would say very, very quickly is that sometimes it's okay to be naughty, but if it's getting in the way of your goals then, and you really want to deal with it and deal with it for good, so that you can move through that barrier and beyond, so that you can achieve what you really want to achieve, then of course it's really, really important to seek some help. And then I do feel also that there is a physical reason. There's something that's definitely been going on in the last 10, 20 years, I think, with foods, with sugars, foods that are high in sugars. I really do feel that this can actually affect you on a physical level. Simply because foods that are high in sugars, they enter the bloodstream very, very quickly, and they create an imbalance, so you end up having to rebalance your blood sugar levels. You produce insulin. The insulin takes the sugar out of the blood, back into the muscles, and then perhaps very quickly you'll feel the dip. So very quickly you'll eat something again just to feel that high, and very quickly the insulin will take the sugar out of the blood and you'll feel the dip. So you often have this feeling of high, low, high, low, high, low, and you constantly sort of, a lot of people feel quite exhausted by this, and that's absolutely right, because your pancreas is working so hard to produce the insulin to get rid of the sugar in the blood, because you're reaching dangerous levels. And so that can be quite a difficult thing to deal with. But there are some very, very simple things that you can do to begin to stabilize your blood sugar levels. I mean, it's funny, my boyfriend, he laughs at me, but, you know, sometimes I might serve him up for breakfast, you know, a salad with some fish, you know, or something, you know, break some rules. But things that are really, really quite useful are have some protein, an appropriate amount of protein, not high amount of protein, but protein is very, very good at slowing the rate at which sugar enters the blood. Fiber in food is also very good. So, you know, getting some vegetables into your your intake of every meal is really, really important. Again, that slows down the absorption of sugar into the blood. And go for slow-releasing carbohydrates. So carbohydrates that don't necessarily, that aren't simple sugars. So things like muffins and cakes and things that are very, very high in sugar, you really want to begin to think about in time, because it does take time. You can't just, for a lot of people, they just can't cut them out. But it's about actually beginning to develop a different regime so that you can have an appropriate amount of slow-releasing carbs with some protein and with some fiber. You know, a very, very, a whole nutritious meal that's not just about having carbs that are going to spike your blood and make you continually search for foods that are high in sugar, because you keep experiencing the highs and the lows. So it's about beginning to actually think about how can you create a balance in your blood sugar levels and create a feeling of calm so that you can just move through your day without feeling like you're craving sugars.
I'm glad you did cover sugars, because there were quite a lot of questions that actually people were asking about the whole sugar addiction. So thanks very much, Karen, for expanding upon that. Because I think sugar is just laced in so many different foods, and it is a very big challenge for a lot of people.
It absolutely is. And what's really quite interesting is it's a food of convenience. You know, it's absolutely everywhere. It gets into absolutely everything. So I would say, you know, as you begin to start to begin a journey of healthy living, it's worth actually beginning to pay more attention to what it is that you're eating. So anything that comes out of a packet, personally, I very rarely eat. A lot of it's laced with sugars and chemicals and additives that are really not very useful for the body. The body has to work very, very hard to get rid of them, literally a lot, very toxic. Sugar, foods that are high in sugar are very, very toxic to the body. The body has to work very, very hard. And if you're eating these foods on a very regular basis, you can begin to create an environment that's you're risking some disease, some conditions. There are diabetes is increasing, we've got heart conditions, high blood pressure. There are a whole load of conditions out there that I do believe are due to just eating foods that are high in sugar. And very often it may be because you're simply not aware of the amount of sugar that's in food. So look at the back of your packets, look at what it is that you're eating, and if possible, begin to start thinking about eating more highly nutritious whole foods, more vegetables, more fruits, foods that you can actually get some very good nutrients from, because foods that are high in sugar and very little else have no nutrients in them whatsoever, and they deplete your body, because your body then has to actually use its own nutrients in order to process this food that's of no benefit to you whatsoever. So it's just a waste of time. It really is.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, that's great. Now, we had a lot of questions coming around age and people getting older, and you did use a great case study earlier on about your client who was 48 who had some remarkable results. So because we are running a little short on time, I'm just going to I won't actually extend on the answer that you had earlier, but maybe if you just give a real quick answer to say someone who is getting a little bit older, like, is it really possible to still stay fit and healthy as we age?
Well, I would say to that, absolutely, absolutely, it really is. And I find it really inspiring from a lot of my clients who say that they're older, and is it possible? Yes, it absolutely is. I had a gentleman perhaps 2 years ago who came to me. He was coming, he was 49, and he thought, is it possible for me to feel any better than I do? You know, am I supposed to just get old, decrepit, and just degenerate? And I just said to him, absolutely not. We did some work together, some coaching work together on what it was that he wanted to achieve as he got older. And it was really about looking at, you know, what was going on for him. You know, he was coming up to a time where, you know, work was becoming a lot quieter, and he had more time to spend with his family, and, you know, he needed the energy to do that. So he became very motivated. He understood why it was very necessary for him to begin to start to think about being healthy, getting fit, eating the right foods. And a year down the line, I went to his 50th birthday party last year, and he had lost all the weight that he'd wanted to lose. He was actually a gym. I got him fit in the gym, but he got to a point where he said, right, okay, I'm really happy with what's going on now. He started riding bikes. He does the London to Brighton. He spends time with his daughter. He's now cut his work from 5 days to 2 days a week. He spends a lot of time with his family. He's joined some operatic society. His life has just absolutely changed. But he had to understand that his life needed to change in order for him to believe that, of course, he didn't need to become old and decrepit. He now says he feels about 5 years younger. So he's proved to himself that actually, yes, it's never too late. It's never too late. He's 50, and I have clients who are in their 50s and 60s, and they've proved it to themselves time and again that age is not a barrier. It's a myth that we're supposed to become decrepit. People believe that, and they allow themselves, they let go, and it's just not necessary. You really just have to realize what is it specifically that you want to achieve in your life to energize you to begin to go out there and get it and have that body that sometimes feels a lot younger and is a lot younger than it may have been 10 years ago. It's never, ever too late, and that's what inspires me about my clients. I absolutely love that. You know, I'd like to think that when I'm 60, 70, I'm going to be climbing up mountains because I see them doing it. You know, they're absolutely amazing. And that's what I'm always working towards, helping people get the best that they can out of their bodies, because it's just I find it so powerful to think that, you know, we can live in a healthy body for many, many years, well into retirement and beyond.
Excellent. I certainly plan on living a full, vibrant life as well, and I think it's a remarkable thing to aspire to, just to make sure that your years are full of life.
Yes, absolutely, because, you know, once you finish you may retire. Some people may retire at 60, and it's very important to actually begin to think about what's important for you when you have retired. It's very important for this gentleman that I worked with. He actually began to think about what was his mission, what was his purpose after work, and you know, it changed for him. You know, he was no longer a working man or too much of a working man. He was now a person who could relax. He could enjoy his children. He could enjoy his grandchildren. He took on another purpose in his life. He began to start thinking about what he could do in his life. So he joined a cricket club. He's joined an operatic society. He's still contributing to the world in a great way, but it's just different. What's most important is you have to think about what is it that you want to achieve, you know, and it's very important to actually be clear about your mission. It may be big or small, but there's always a mission that we can be accomplishing. And once you're clear on that, anything's possible.
Terrific. Now, one of the big themes as well was motivation. Lots of people struggle. They know what it takes to become fit and healthy, but struggle on the motivation side of things. So I'm just going to ask you a question from Philippa, and Philippa's in South Africa.
Okay.
And Philippa asks, how do you discipline yourself to eat well and exercise a lot when you are tired, grumpy, cold, or emotional? NLP is good, yet how do you hold this for 100% of the time?
Okay. Well, that's an interesting question, actually. I think most people struggle with motivation because being healthy is a lifelong journey, and you've got to try to maintain motivation for the whole of the time. So, and I would say definitely this can be a turning point because, you know, there will be certain points, even if you're beginning, you may just beginning a fitness regime, you may be 10 years into it, but you've got to learn to understand how you're motivated, and that can change. So, you know, it just depends on what it is that you're specifically wanting. The most important thing is always have some goal in mind. So that may change from year to year. And I would just simply say understand being a place of feeling. Have an understanding of what it is that you want to achieve. Where is it that you want to be? What is it that you want to be doing? That often creates inspiration and motivation. And there are, again, quite a few techniques for you to be able to use on an ongoing basis to allow you to continually reassess your goals and to re-inspire and re-motivate you. But it's really about understanding that, yes, motivation works initially and then it may tail off, and it's about recognizing that when it's tailing off, you need a boost. So you need to create another bout of motivation, and that, yeah, simply your goals may have changed. So it's really about continually looking at your goals and focusing on different things at any one point. So, you know, for instance, somebody may have started working out. They will be training for a year. They've got down. They've got their weight goals, and then they have to get to a point where they maintain that, because you can't just stop. If you stop, then you're gonna regress back to where you were. So it's then about, well, what do I need to do now to motivate myself? What specifically is it that I want? Most importantly, what I would say is, it's very important to work towards a goal. Always think about what you're wanting. Never think about what you don't want. Of course, thinking about what you don't want is useful initially, because it gets you out of a bad place. But when you're thinking, when you're wanting to motivate yourself, it really, really does help to just think about what it is that you do want. And it's interesting. I do sometimes get people who say, I don't have any motivation. Well, I definitely disagree with that. Everybody has motivation. If your house was on fire, you would get up and run out. And it's the same with your body. You know, when you're very, very overweight and you're threatened perhaps with an illness or with something that's not what you want, you will decide to do something different. And it's what's most important is you think, what specifically is it that you are wanting? And when you're in a place where you're inspired and understanding what you're wanting, then you begin to work towards it. And those goals, that motivation may change. So it does take, you've got to keep re-motivating yourself along the journey, when I was a kid, I was motivated to win competitions. Now I'm just motivated because I understand how important being fit is. You know, it helps me to be very effective in my life. It helps me to help other people. You know, maybe 10 years down the line, it will be different, but I'll be looking for ways to work towards staying fit and healthy, because I understand the benefits of what it gives me. So it's really about understanding what benefits does it give you, and it will be different for everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a really good answer. Often, like, our lives are constantly changing, and to continually search for new peaks and new challenges and new things that fire you up and get you excited is a definite way to continue to grow as a human being and to continue to really see what's possible in your life.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right there. And you will always have different challenges, and it's very important to be aware of those challenges and pay attention so that you can begin to take action.
Excellent. Now, Karen, we're coming up to the end of the hour, and it's gone so quickly. You've crammed so much information into just 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Amazing. Now, like, we're talking about motivation, and no doubt there will be people on the call who, after listening to your wisdom and your experiences and also the great successes of your clients, would be absolutely sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to work with you. And I was just wondering if you could share with people, how would they actually continue their health and fitness journey with you, and what sort of services do you offer?
Okay, well, I generally tend to run workshops, it's a really good starting point, because there are a whole lot of personal trainers there, so you get an idea of where you are. That's the most important thing. You get an idea of where you are. We'll do your body fat, your weight, blood pressure, a whole lot of other measurements. It's very important to know where you are. And these are personal, so that they don't go out to anybody else, but it's for you to actually begin to understand where you are. And then throughout the day, we do a lot of work on food, the different types of foods that you can eat and how you eat them, and a lot of information that a lot of people don't know. So that often is very, very useful. But we put food on the day. It's all very healthy, nutritious, delicious food, and that, again, is quite people often don't know, you know, how to eat, when to eat it, how often, so on and so forth. It's a very, very useful part of the day. We do a lot of work on understanding what specifically it is that you need to do, and you will begin to actually develop your own plan of action so that you can begin to go away and think about how you're going to create the life that you want by actually beginning to take action on your body. We also do a lot of work on looking at your beliefs, teaching you how to motivate yourself, giving you skills, going away and really just energizing you and inspiring you to be able to just go out there and create the body that you want. And it's a very powerful day. A lot of people go away completely inspired and really just taking action. I spoke to a lady a little while ago. She's lost about a stone and a half. She lost about a stone and a half in about 3 months, which was fantastic, simply by taking on just a few of those the tips that we gave her at the workshop. Someone else has started going to the gym for the first time ever. You know, she's got herself a personal trainer. It just really just it's a way of inspiring you, changing your mind to really begin to think about what's possible. So that's those workshops, they come on a regular basis, and please do email me at I think it's Karen at Korkoi, that's KORKOI.com, and I can give you some more information. My website address is www.korkoi.com. There's lots of resources on there, continually putting new things on there, lots of inspirational stuff, and a lot of material that's really just going to inspire you to get started. I also do a lot of breakthrough sessions, actually. One-off breakthrough sessions are very often all somebody needs to actually really understand what it is that they need to do to create the life that they want through health and fitness. And sometimes you may just be stuck, and really those breakthrough sessions create a way for you to become unstuck and create energy for you to become inspired and motivated to do something different. And then I have a series of other coaching packages as well. If you look on my website, that's www.korkoi.com, and you'll find the different ways in which I can help you out.
Excellent, Karen. And I can certainly recommend everyone sign up to Karen's 7-part mini course. I've been working through it over the past week myself and have found some really, really insightful tips in there, and some great quotes and some great motivating strategies.
Fantastic.
Now, Karen, we are coming up to the end of the call, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for sharing of yourself this evening. Like you've done so freely, your time, your energy, you've spent a lot of time really looking over people's questions this afternoon, and yeah, I just wanted to take this opportunity to acknowledge you for doing some remarkable work in the world, and it's been a real pleasure to have you on the call.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it, and thanks everybody for listening in.
And Karen, just in closing, I was just wondering if you had any closing words that you'd like to share with people who are on that journey of health and vitality.
Some closing tips. Always believe that everything's possible. Always believe that there's a solution. Pay attention to your progress. So monitor your progress throughout your journey. Don't ever give up. If something's not working and you hit a wall, go find yourself an expert. Somebody will always be able to help if you're not sure what's going on. But there's always a solution to whatever challenges you're coming up against. So always just monitor progress. Always be focused on what it is that you want. Understand that what it is that you're going to get is going to help to change your life for the better. And just keep working towards. Perhaps if you lack motivation, put a photo up of a time when you were really slim and you love that time in your life. Put that photo up in a place where you can see it on a daily basis, or perhaps take an item of clothing that perhaps might not just fit right now. Keep that in view. Look at it every day. Remind yourself of your goal and what it is that you want to achieve. Focus on what you want to achieve, and you can get there.
Awesome. I'm fired up. I feel like going down to the gym right now, actually. Yeah, great. Thank you so much, Karen. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you to everyone who's participated in this call, whether you're listening live or when you listen back to this through the recording. Your questions are fantastic. Thanks for submitting them through the site. They really do help to make these conversations really inspiring and also very relevant to where people are challenged and where they want to grow to. So, yeah, thank you once again, Karen, and hopefully we'll see everyone on the call or hear everyone on the call soon.
That's
Take care.
Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.